I played it some and I dug it, but I got in there really late and I didn't have friends to play it with. That's a big deal with that kind of game.
How hack and slash is it?
I mean, you're like, you end up in a map with like, there's like, you know, a theme, your story, you're there for X reason. And there are thousands of rats, like, you have to deal with. You're fighting Skaven, mostly Skaven and Chaos in Warhammer. And that's cool, but this is the 40K version. So I guess, up engine, better graphics. And you're in the Imperial Guard, which means most of you are cannon fodder.
Yeah, well...
And, cool quote to counter that, which is you may badmouth an Imperial Guard with his plasma rifle, but whoever said that has never stared down the field at 1,000 of them.
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
You get 1,000 motherfuckers on the end of it, I don't want to be on the end of it.
Yeah, but, I think you go to investigate something and you end up finding a gene stealer cult.
What the fuck's a gene stealer? Sorry, I was drinking.
I'm not gonna do this justice with an explanation. It's one of your borderline chaos forces in the 40K universe. Maybe it is just straight up chaos, but I think they're controlled by Tyranids.
Which, the alien motherfuckers.
One of them, yeah. Well, all they do is they land somewhere and they eat. They consume. They're mostly beasts with, like, acid and spines and spikes and all kinds of stuff like that. The Gene Stealer cults...
Motherfucker.
I want to say they harvest optimal DNA and stuff, and then they're constantly splicing it into their hosts.
No, they're just, like, making an ultimate...
Yeah, something like that. And genes are a big fucking deal in the Imperium, especially with, like, the Space Marines. And... anything out of that, because they get all that stuff pumped into them.
I mean, yeah, if you're making super soldiers, you're...
Yeah, because their gene seed is, like, what's a big deal. They go back...
use some seed.
they go back, like, if a bunch of Space Marines, like, die, someone will go back to, like, harvest some of the parts. One, so the enemy can't get them, and two, so it can get put into something for the chapter, so that person's essence still lives on, that sort of thing.
How do you become a giant machine that kills things? When your brain's just in a robot? That's them, right?
That's when you're real fucked up. Like, irreparable kind of damage. And then they'll take, like, your essence and your brain and all that stuff and then throw it into a dreadnought.
Just a kill bot.
They're awesome. There's still that...
Well, you said there was one that was a quote that was like, I will something.
The teaser for, and then the intro for Dawn of War 2. I remember seeing it as a preview before the game was released. It got me a chub. Because it's like, there's this action going on, and they kind of just show, like, what each of your units kind of does. Like, it has, like, your tactical marine, like, throwing a grenade, and, like, the commander runs in with his chainsword. There's the one dude with the fucking full, like, the bolter cannon with, like, the belt-fed ammunition, like, going ham. And they're starting to lose, but then all of a sudden a dreadnought's claw reaches in and just grabs this motherfucker and just goes, like, just, like, whooshes it. But it just goes, I have come to destroy you. And it's just like, oh!
Big machine make monkey brain happy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Cause Toker plays.
That was a really good game too.
Toker plays 40K, the board game, and that looks really fun.
Cost of entry is
it is very well
significant.
If you have a 3D printer, it's a whole lot cheaper because you could basically pirate the models offline.
Yeah,
and just print them yourself, which they don't want you doing.
Oh, no, but man.
But fuck them, because their shit's so expensive for some plastic.
Yeah, and one reason a whole lot of very mediocre 40K games have been put out is because they have such a tight grip on their copyrights and shit.
Yeah.
they finally hit a home run with Warhammer Total War, and they know it.
Yeah.
But they loosened up on a bunch of that and finally let, like, a decent game company, like...
someone franchise it out?
Yeah, my guess would be is, like, if they... Dude, the 40K universe, they could make... I mean, they put one out that's pretty good, just very limited in, like, actual content, like, once you finish the story. fuck's the name of that game? I have it.
I like how it's just a fucking brick of Warhammer.
Yeah.
It's like, Warhammer.
I fucking love that. That universe is so... Necromunda hired gun.
I'll give you some Necromunda cheese.
Well, you're a human. You end up being, like, mostly cyborg. A bounty hunter in one of their hive cities. Hive cities have millions and billions of inhabitants. And it's dirty, and it's disgusting, and... There are lots of machines and stuff, and the gameplay in it is fucking awesome. Really, really good.
What kind of game is it?
It's like a first-person shooter.
Wow.
Like, you get bounties and contracts, and you go fulfill them. There's, like, a story along with it. Once you finish the story, it's not much to do endgame, really. Except keep pushing the line, you know?
I think.
But that gets really redundant.
My favorite thing about the war, I told you, is the fucking orcs. It's just,
there's
so
none
dumb.
Of them. Okay, so there's not...
I know.
There aren't any in that, and that is... That makes me unhappy. But
there's just a big shitpost.
Yeah. But Necromunda was like the gameplay in it, like all the wall running and the jumping and the dashing and everything. Like you can be moving a million miles an hour while just raiding hell, and it's really really cool. They made an okay one with that, but dude, if they had like a company like is it Activision that makes Call of Duty,
mm-hmm.
like. Make a first-person shooter with the 40K universe, they could do such a...
Call of Duty 40K?
Fucking amazing I'd job with that. It. But my guess is, what I was getting at earlier, or trailed off, is that big companies like that want a lot of stuff. Like, they want free reign over this, that, and the other. And dudes that own Warhammer are probably like, nah.
Well, they have a whole lot of lore they probably want to keep up with.
Yeah, and according to people I know that have done business with them as, in terms of, like, ordering models or trying to resell
customer
or
service.
Any stuff like that, they're fucking assholes, is what I've heard. They're assholes.
I mean, I've heard that too, so...
They're money-grubbing pricks, and, yeah, I read some big article about, like, why have, 40K is so cool, why have there only been a few gems? Like a video games put out. Because there are a lot of fucking 40K games. So most of them are terrible. And it's like, I guess most of them are with like little small companies and stuff. But I mean, now they're with the Total War engine. There's, after they do this installment, 3, I mean, after they milk it to death and charge you for all the DLC, they'll put out 8 packs of DLC at $15 a piece. Like, that kind of shit.
I mean, that was the shit I fucking problem I have with Pokemon. Fucking Game Freak. Like, fucking Nintendo needs to take their property and give it to someone that gives a shit. Because they're working with a very small team, because that's just how they like to work. And they're just putting out half-assed games that look bad.
Yeah, fuck that.
That is such a cool fucking universe with a bunch of cool shit they could do, but it's just like...
Yeah, they're putting out crap. Because a lot of the 40K games I bought were, like, small indie companies and shit. And they were trying their best, but some of them hadn't put out big-name games or anything before, so it was like... When you rate the game, you have to take that into perspective and be like, all right, and here's how they could improve. As opposed to, like, some big landmark game, like, hitting down. Like, say if they put out Half-Life 3, you got some expectations for that. Because Half-Life 2 was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And,
I played that game not knowing what the story was and still having a great fucking time.
Combat, the AI, like, the guns, everything in that game was awesome. So, yeah, it's... If they could have a company like that put out, like, a 40K game, like, that would be awesome. But it's like, are they going to let them? You know, are they going to sign that contract?
Probably not.
Probably not. Because they'd have to relinquish too much.
Do you think there's any flaws with Half-Life 2? Besides the third one that's not being out?
No, not releasing Episode 3. I mean, that's enough flaws for several fucking video games. Sorry, I'm still salty about that.
Because Valve can't put out a third game. They can't do... Half-Life 3, they haven't done Left 4 Dead 3, they never did,
I'm surprised they didn't do Left 4 Dead 3, because their online community was huge.
Dude,
that game was fucking great, too.
Well, I recently learned how much fucking soul they put into it, like, when you knock back zombies, all the animations they put into it. There's a lot of love in that game that doesn't get realized. That games were just fucking fun. They were a hack and slash, but not exactly. Run and gun, I guess?
Yeah, I watched some co-op play, man, and it looked like such a blast. And then, like, I ended up down a rabbit hole, like, reading shit about it and stuff, and, like, their community was, like, very involved. Not only that, there are lots of them. And just when you hear people doing the posts and stuff, there's so much nostalgia and, like, I love this build, blah, 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 about to do my other this and that and the other. Like, they just couldn't get enough of it. Oh. It's like, dude, there's so much money to be made there. Why wouldn't a greedy-ass company, like, go ahead and do that, you know? Right. Oh, no, we're doing other stuff. Well, grats.
Yeah, I think they just make so much fucking money with Steam.
They don't have to care as much.
But I do know they are working on Half-Life 3 or episode, whatever they're doing, they're working on it.
Well, they need to make a time machine and go back and release episode 3 on time.
Yeah, well, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I know. It's that cliffhanger they left you with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fucking...
And their piss-poor job of trying to explain why the shit never came out. Like, they were, like, there were interviews where they were just, like, avoiding the subject. Like, people would come up and say, like, hey, like, blah, 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 what's the timeline on such and such? And they try and change the subject and shit. It's like, you little motherfucker.
Honestly, here's the thing, too. I don't think they know. I would believe that they don't know where that story needs to go now.
I don't know. I mean, they should have a pretty good fucking idea with the cliffhanger they left on episode 2.
Yeah, I mean, fucking Eli gets fucking stabbed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just gets his fucking head ripped out. By that weird fucking slug thing.
Yeah, yeah, it, like, absorbed all his fucking knowledge and shit. And then they had a direction they were pointing it in and everything, and then they were just like, oh, no, we're going to put this out on a brand new engine. It's like, you didn't... No one asked you to do that. It's episode 3. It's like, save the new engine for the next installment of the game. You know, do a new engine for Half-Life 3, but keep the engine you have that worked for episode 1 and episode 2, and just put out episode 3. Finish the fucking story. I don't know. It's like their britches got too big or something.
I don't know.
It was annoying because that was such a good series. That was a really big letdown.
I never beat it. I've seen Half-Life 1 be played. I never beat it. I got
Get Black Mesa.
I've seen. I know what that is.
I own it.
It's awesome.
It's a dude. That game, when you think it's about to end, it fucking doesn't.
Ah,
ends up being. Well, no, I was gonna no life it, and I was like, oh, I got to the alien planet, which takes a long time to get to. Yeah. That shit was nowhere near over. And then I was invested, and I was like, oh, I'm finishing this. And you keep looking at the clock, and you're hearing the birds chirping and shit, and you're just like,
that is very much a game you can no life. But it's a longer run.
Yeah, but...
satisfying, though.
Black Mesa was fucking awesome. I mean, it's the half... You get all the Half-Life 1 story and everything.
It's in the Half-Life 2 engine, right?
The Half-Life 2 engine.
I mean, do you want anything more?
No, because,
yeah,
I mean...
Like, it's fucking great.
The reason I got it is because I got Half-Life 1 again, and you can say all the shit about it, Landmark, this, that, and the other, big for its time... Another big thing was, like, almost seamless loading from one area to the other.
No cutscenes.
Yeah. And, it was too much of a throwback.
There's,
With the games I'd been playing, I just couldn't go back that far.
No, it's hard now.
No.
Like, Mario 64? That game sucks to play now. Even, like, you said you wanted to play GoldenEye? No, you don't. You don't want to play GoldenEye no more. You play that shit on an N64, you're going to be like, why would I ever enjoy this? You ever played a fucking first-person shooter with one thumbstick? It ain't great.
Nah, fuck that.
Because I'm the asshole that plays Oddjob.
Short motherfucker.
And you have to aim down. You can't just tap the A button. That's what makes them hard. That's a lot of... I mean, fucking Dark Alliance were playing that shit. It's a really fun game. A lot of mashing A, because what else do you do?
Oh, dude, like, I could probably make a build, you know, I could definitely make a build. Several builds. Where all I have to do is mash A for the whole fucking game, and not even use abilities if I wanted to. And succeed.
Oh, yeah. There's even fucking, I want to, there's cheat codes for that game to play as Drizzt. I don't know if you ever played the D&D universe at all. It's a character called Drizzt. It's like a twin, she's like a two dagger holding drow
rogue. So she's like a rogue.
Yeah. The only problem is if you drop him in the game, he's leveled up as fuck, so he's just crushing shit.
Ah, fuck that.
It would be a cool concept for a character.
At least where we're at in the game now, it's like we do have to try. can't just run into an area and derp and just blow everything up. That's what it's like when I play D3, when you open your game up for fucking co-op. There's people just, like, doing their quests and stuff. They have a specific set of equipment and a specific build for doing that questing material, which gets them done with it as quickly as possible. So here's what happens when you're just trying to play the game. Everything's dying immediately, and then you collect some loot. It's really fucking boring.
I want a game that, like, trying to play Divinity 2, the way you're saying it sounds like it's going to be a challenge, and you're not going to beat it first try.
No.
Just fine.
Yeah, and actually the site I'd been using for builds, I just read some shit where that dude's builds had come under fire for being mostly flashy. He has a chub for a number of talents that he uses in all his builds that some other players are just like, that's... Here's the math, you know, this is why that's not that great. But I will commend him for putting out his own fucking website with all those builds and stuff. And following up on a lot of his feedback. Like, he didn't, like, shitpost some of that and then fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, he was very much invested.
I know. I don't want to, like, look up a build for the first time just because I want to... I know it helps!
Follow a light format. The important thing about doing the build for the first time is not that somebody min-maxed this already, that sort of shit. There are some interactions with the skill points and such.
Or just fuck you over.
You can go down a really bad rabbit hole, and then all of a sudden you have a character that just fucking sucks. Now, respecs are free after Act 1. There's mods to give you respecs like earlier in the game. So you don't have to worry too much about picking your presets and your main character so much. That's more like storyline decisions. But, if you want, like, water and ice magic, you're looking at your Hydrosophist skill. So you're like, oh, I'm gonna max the shit out of that. That makes sense. It's like, well, wait, what are the limitations with doing that? And it's like, well, maybe you're not gonna be able to pull enough physical damage. And then look at what the rest of your party is. Maybe that person needs to do that bit extra. So you don't fully jack Hydrosophist. You invest some other points in, like, Warfare or something like that. Because the other thing, too, is when you're going all in one ability like that, that limits you to only being able to get those skills. And when I say skills, that's like an actual button you press to do something.
Yeah, all abilities.
You need... So there are supplementary skills that are really good in every build. One of them is Adrenaline. When you pop it... You gain 2 AP points immediately, so you'll go from 4 to 6. That gives you 6 to dump some dicks. And then the next turn, you're minus 2 points. So you end up with 6. So say you, like, pop a bunch of buffs and stuff like that. You buff the shit out of yourself. Wait a turn. Then you pop Adrenaline to give you 2 more AP points, so you get 1 extra attack or 1 extra spell or something during your damage window. You
blast them.
Well, if you put all your points in Hydrosophist, you might not be able to get Adrenaline. So it's stuff like that, where it's like, okay, this is cool, this is what will make this build work, but you need to have a little point here, a little point here, and there's no good map in the game. I mean, you can always Google and, like, go on Reddit and stuff. The community is still pretty active about it, but it's... You need to look up some of the abilities, and it's like, why can't I get this? And it's like, oh, well, you need 1 point in this and 1 point in this.
Yeah, I've never seen that looking online.
That's why I suggest the format. Not to shit on the whole, like, exploratory notion of going in raw, you know? Like,
listen, everybody wants to go in raw.
It's just that it's such a big game, and I've already done that, and I reached a point in the game where I couldn't win fights because of the choices I'd made. Like, the party comp I had just didn't fucking work.
I think what we're going to do, 2 lone wolves thing or whatever.
Well, I think what you do is you have a full party, maybe through, like, Act 1 or something. When you hit, like remember I said, level 4 is a big landmark because a whole bunch more skills become available. Now, those are skills available if you have the points put in the right shit, but you can't even access those skills until you hit level 4. Some of those are a really big deal. You know, in games where, like, mages come online later?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, once they get their late game skills, they're, like, one of the best things in the game.
Oh, it's like Elden Ring.
But early game can suck ass.
Yep.
Because you don't have the stuff. There are builds like that. So you use your 4 party to get you 2 to the point where you 2 can just wail on shit. but you might not be able to do it off the rip. I mean, I'm down to try.
Yeah.
I'm totally down to try. And then I read a post today. It was like, do you guys prefer lone wolf builds or do you prefer... Because there's plenty of OP lone wolf builds where you can do one or two people. One person, you solo the game. The reasons a lot of people said they prefer four people in the party was because it makes fights more challenging because the enemy has more targets to unload on. So you have to do more thinking and more planning because you have two more entities that you're responsible for.
Yeah.
Not that they didn't complain about damage output or anything like that.
That's probably more fun once you understand the game and you can actually divide your attention between four fucking people. Because I still think I want to do a wizard with summoning and then some other magic for magic damage. I even thought just about going pyro summoner and shit.
Well, if you do that, I'm going to go someone that's heavier on physical damage that can still do magic damage.
Yeah, I figured it'd be
because,
a good trade-off.
From what I understand, summoners do physical damage, but it's low.
Yeah. Well, the reason I want to do that is, like, say you're about to get your cheeks clapped. You go step in front of him real quick.
Wait, how do summoners do fucking physical damage, though? Because I thought you summon elementals.
I saw one where they were summoning, like, this bull, or not bull, like this big muscular motherfucker. That might be an elemental, but it looked like it did physical damage because you upgrade warfare, it said.
Yeah, it's combat abilities.
So maybe it depends on the summon itself.
Okay. Cause yeah, because summoners can work with multiple schools of magic. It doesn't just have to be a...
Yeah, so far what I'm thinking for a build is one of the dragon people because they get an extra spell.
Yeah, it's fire.
Breath or whatever.
It's pretty good. I don't know what talent points influence. Okay, so here's another weird thing in the game is you'd think like your intelligence amps all your fucking damage. Some of those skills, the only damage increase you'll get from it is by putting more, like, let's just say for example warfare. Say you're an intelligence based character, or strength based, and you're using this. Some of those skills under warfare will only benefit from extra points in warfare, not from your fucking base stat level.
Yeah.
Some of them. So it's not all of them, so it's not cutting.
I just figure it's like, I kind of want to do a blaster caster, because you're saying you're going to be kind of doing some buffing and shit with your Hydra or whatever. We can't do fire and water together, that was right.
No, you can't do. Every build is viable, but it's like, if you're going to do water, you might want to do lightning. And the cool thing about that crystalline cleric build that Fextra dude did was that it's, you have a bunch of necromancer stuff, so you have, like, blood magic, and then you're constantly throwing out, like, water and ice.
What does necromancer combo with?
They've got a lot of...
Because, like, it's like you said, water, electric combo.
Well, blood pretty much counts as, like, a wet fucking surface, so lightning.
Okay.
Because you can electrify blood.
Maybe that's what I'll do, then.
I think there's one other interaction with blood, too. But some of the necromancer spells, one of them is, like, it's something siphon, where if you're standing in a pool of blood, it sucks that up and restores your vitality with it.
Yeah, I know what that is. Like a vivacious woman.
That's like an example of some that's kind of shitty till you hit level 4. And you can like start throwing around pools of blood like a lot. It's corpse explosion. So the more dead bodies, and then you lure the enemy to close to where all the dead bodies are. And then you do corpse explosion. Or bone shield, you kill a shitload of enemies, say all your armor gets fucking jacked, and then you use bone shield, and it takes up all the bones of all the corpses nearby, and refills your armor based on number of corpses.
Yeah. I heard the earth spells are cool, but you gotta do, like, close up to motherfucker to petrify him.
I think the petrify bit's melee range.
Yeah, it's like, you gotta be, and when you're a fucking wizard, you don't want to be there.
There are builds that do it.
There are. I'm not saying there isn't, but...
One thing it'll do is, like, if you want to wear, like, plate early game, a lot of the armor will say requires at least 10 points in finesse, requires at least 10 points in intelligence. Most things, I've actually never had any character at all, the things I've tried, not have at least 10 points in one of those, so anyone can equip any of those.
That's nice.
But say, like, you find some plate, it'll be, like, needs at least 11 points in strength. So what some of those builds for the wizards do is they'll have you go ahead and throw in 11 points early so you can start wearing plate early.
It's called the Grapple Cadabra.
I don't follow.
There was a bit we did in one of our last games. Toker played a... he played a wizard that grappled.
Yeah.
Called him Grappled Kadabra. It was a strength wizard. It was one of the coolest builds I've ever seen out of Pathfinder. Because he would cast pit spells, make you fall down, and then he would cast a boulder that just rolls in the circle and is called that the Mortal and Pestle.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's why I like like you're saying, Pathfinder, you can make anything you want. It may suck, but you could, I mean, you think of something.
Yeah, there's some cheese shit you can do with a teleportation.
I thought about getting that spell because I...
Well, there's a quest early game, really early, where you can get gloves of teleportation. And then you immediately start using that to get your characters to hard-to-reach places so you can get, like, bonus loot and stuff. But then you start using it in combat immediately, too. And I just started doing it, like, and Jesus Christ, it's handy.
Yeah.
It's really, really handy. Some people call that cheese or whatever, but it's like, let's say somebody's getting the stuffing beat out of them by, like, two melee motherfuckers and there's a ranged guy in the back. It's like, teleport that guy out of there.
Yeah.
And if they really want to keep going on him, they need two turns of movement to go after him.
It's like,
But you can set traps. Or, like, say you put, like, a pool of water out and the guy fucks off and gets out of it. And you're like, I was gonna load that with electricity and kill your ass.
No, you don't.
Port his ass back in there.
See, I wish there was a whole school of magic devoted to, like, teleportation shit.
One of the... it might be the polymorph class that focuses more on stuff like that.
Because if that's the case, I might do summoner in that, where I'm doing...
Well, I told you about the glass cannon build. I guess you pop all your shit, you dump all your dicks, you save one AP at the end, and then you pop this thing called chameleon skin, which makes you invisible. So then it's like, all the dudes that like want to murder your ass, because the AI will go after mages and stuff first.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You kill the wizard first.
Oh, of course. I mean, shit, in World of Warcraft, a time-honored tradition is kill the shaman.
And I was like, ooh, boy, you may be good, but
there are many expansion packs where you're trying to play arena or, like, battlegrounds. It is not fun to be a shaman.
You might be able to drop dicks, but once I get my dick beaters on you, it's over.
Well, you need everybody running interference for you. And you need to know how to survive. And yeah, there have been a bunch of expats where playing a shaman was not fun in PvP.
Maybe I'll look at that. Maybe I'll do like a... I'll have my damage through the summon and then be able to fucking combo and do buffs and shit with polymorph.
One of the level... I think it's one of the level 4 spells. It's called Phoenix Dive. But you fly up in the air and then land wherever. And then you use that early to get high ground advantage. If you're firing from high ground, you can get, I think it starts at plus 10% damage for both casters and, like, archers. So you get high ground advantage early, and then you just start dumping dicks.
Does polymorph have any, like, damaging shit, or is it all, like...
I hadn't looked for any, I'm sure there are, but I'd always seen it as a supplement to some other build. Where it has some essential stuff, so you need to put a couple of points into it, but never like that's the bulk of your points.
Yeah, that's where all the fun shit from. I don't want to specifically like, cause if I can get that chameleon skin teleportation type shit, that's just fun utility. Because it's one thing to drop dicks, but I want to be able to like do something funny.
Well, that's what makes the builds fun. Because like, yeah, there are a bunch of builds where you could just stack, just do a shitload of damage and like not die.
Yeah, I want to do creative shit.
Yeah, that's... Oh, we could dig through the builds list and look at some more. One of the ones I really wanted to try was it's called a Magic Archer. Now, you need to have the mats to do a bunch of stuff. That's kind of what deterred me from it, but you'll just find throughout the game, like, poison arrows, fire arrows, electricity, like shock arrows, all that kind of stuff. The Magic Archer fires those, but all their physical damage bonuses go into whatever determines the damage for it. So you're amping, on paper, this thing's physical damage, but it's still able to do, like, massive magical damage. And what it gives you is variety. So, based on what you're fighting, you're not all stacked into two damage types. So you have, like, a full reign of, like, what kind you want to do. And that seems pretty cool. And honestly, dude, archers fucking clap.
Well, I mean...
For physical damage, like, even with minor buffs and stuff, from what I've seen so far, they decimate people with the physical damage. But that one's cool because you're able to do high magic damage while all you're buffing is that person's physical damage. But then you have the option of using pretty much all the elements. Now, the only downside is like you might have to craft some of those fucking arrows sometimes. And I don't particularly enjoy going and gathering materials. And
I don't think... I don't.
I mean, maybe you reach... I haven't looked in it. Maybe you reach a point early in the game where, like, money stops being an issue. Because early game, money's tight. Which is, there's some very creative stealing mechanics you use to get your early skills.
Yeah, we've only talked about the combat. I don't think we've talked really much about the outside of combat in that game at all.
Yeah, you have, there's a skill you can load points into for persuasion, for persuasion checks, where there are actually a lot of fights in the game you can completely avoid if you have, and still get a lot of XP. Mm-hmm. The thing people do, though, is... just read about this. It's called being a murder hobo.
Yeah, no, yes. That was a time-honored tradition.
When you know you're not coming back, so they kill all the NPCs for a shitload of XP. But you skip the fight using the persuasion thing. You get the XP for that, and then you attack the motherfucker anyways.
Yeah, then you get the extra XP.
Yeah. So there's persuasion for that. There's...
I figured the way we play games anyway, we're just going to be fucking blasting shit.
Yeah, and then there's like a lore skill where you might need to identify items.
Ooh, I know.
You spec one. That's one advantage of having the four party is
you can
have one person put all their points into that, and then you just use them anytime you need that.
Yeah, that's your little fucking skill monkey.
And there's thievery. It's pickpocketing. You can only pickpocket with each character once, so you don't want to fuck it up. You have to do a lot of quick saving. But there's a cheesy-ass way to do it, is you have one character go engage them in dialogue, and then you switch to the other character, yeah. And you fucking pickpocket them while the other guy's talking to them. Only thing you gotta watch out for, guards, or just people with field of vision that are like, hey, thief!
You know? Like Skyrim, you know, he's like, you got a guy where it's like a whatever percent chance, you just keep reloading the save until you get that chance. Thanks, yeah. RNGesus.
Yeah. Yeah, because early game, you have to... The skills you don't have, you have to purchase. And they're... For the amount of money you're making at the time, you can buy all of them, but then it doesn't leave you money for any juicy stuff, like pieces of equipment or something that might be really desirable. So there are some NPCs you definitely pickpocket. Then there's, like, one stealth one